Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't worry, be happy.
Hey, welcome, my friends. Sunday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah. You know, Bobby McFerrin is a much more reliable source on the quality of food than the United States Department of Agriculture. Yes. The Don't Worry, Be Happy guy knows more about food than USDA. I'll just say that. Don't worry, be happy.
I think he might sing better than the USDA.
Well, he does, indeed. But the story that lends itself to playing Don't Worry, Be Happy is the USDA proclaiming that pesticide residues in your food do not matter.
Oh.
Do we need more evidence that the federal government lacks credibility in almost every arena it enters? Do we need more? I didn't need more, but we have more. Welcome, everybody, to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Next couple of hours here on our syndicator GCN. All over planet Earth through naturalnewsradio.com and many other sources, whether you're listening live or on Memorex. There is no bad seat on this show. In fact, I'm not even sitting down. Yeah, so there's an extra seat for you, Super Don, if you need to.
I am sitting down.
But you already are sitting down, that's right. I try to encourage you to stand up once in a while, do some squats.
Last week, we had a story where it said that if you want to get fit, sit down. So
that's right. We did have a sitting chair story. It was the most unusual chair you ever saw with two legs. Good luck not bonking yourself. Of course, the federal government would probably recommend Ritalin for you if that were the case. In fact, that's a hint to a story coming up. By the way, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. I think this is the second to last one of the year, depending on if Jonathan Ebor wants to go live next week. And we're switching him to Thursday evenings in the new year, 2015. We'll be doing Sacred Fire of Liberty on Thursdays on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And then Sundays are going to be wide open again. The Wild West to heal. If you want to heal, you want to be healed, you want to heal us, give us a call, 866-939-2355, in the midst of your football playoff Roman Coliseum frenzy. We are going to be bringing the healing to you. Now, I've said this for so many years, as long as I can remember. One of the first things I realized when I switched my food to organically grown, this was back in the early 90s, this is over about 24 years ago now, plus, I did so because I kind of figured out, with the help of a mentor in homeopathic medicine and common sense that was coming back to me despite my being raised on pharmaceutically conflicted information, that the pesticides that I had consumed my entire life were not good for me. They did not do me right. They did not do my body right at all. But the doctors who I talked with at that time told me I was bonkers for switching to organic food. That wasn't necessary, Robert. You don't need to go organic. Come on. All you need to do is four square meals a day, or maybe three, from the four food groups at the time that existed for me, being pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips. Varying levels of paint remover or pesticides, I don't know. It was just a mess. I was a mess. But the docs insisted, come on, man. What are you, nuts? What are you, bonkers? It's only at parts per million, right? It's not like there's a lot. You can't really see them. Look at that. Do you see any pesticides on this food? No, I don't. It looks like regular broccoli. I don't see the pesticides. And so with that, they've convinced us, and this is now the medical community, convinced us that eating cleaner foods free of pesticides didn't matter. And some still insist that it doesn't matter, although I think fewer of them are able to get away with it. But our USDA, they're still trying. This is amazing. In the year 2014, almost 2015, they're still insisting that the pesticide residues in food are nothing to fear.
Acceptable levels, Robert.
Acceptable levels. How do they determine acceptable levels?
Well, let's see. We did a test, and we gave them some poison.
Right.
And we found that if we gave them just this much poison,
right,
it didn't quite kill them. So it
didn't kill you. All right.
Yeah.
So it didn't kill you instantly. That's the argument right there. It's not going to kill you instantly. It's okay. Daniel, back at our GCN studio, he's there ready to take calls if you want. Daniel, what is the acceptable level for pesticide residues on the board there at GCN? Do you have a decree, anything we need to know about? Are you able to safely navigate the radio terrain there without pesticides? I'm just thinking. Is the board organic or is it loaded with pesticides? I'm genuinely concerned about our board op at GCN. Just want to make sure he's okay.
He's hiding.
Okay. All right. Under instruction, do not speak when it comes to pesticides.
Listen, if that Rutherford Scoville guy starts talking to you, don't say
anything. Ignore him. Yeah, he's one of the crazies. He's one of those orthorexics that believes pesticides are bad for you. More than half of food tested by U.S. government for pesticide residues last year showed detectable levels. Though, most were within levels the government considers to be safe, according to a report issued Friday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But they didn't test, by the way, glyphosate. We're going to get to that in a moment. Yeah,
well,
they didn't test glyphosate.
Glyphosate,
yeah.
That's the bad boy.
That's the big nasty. Of the nasties, that's the big nasty. So the tolerance levels are not really set for glyphosate. But then they say, wait, don't worry. Eat the chemically grown foods. And we know here, even the organic foods may have some level of pesticide residues, although the studies have shown it is far, 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 far less than that is on the other.
I mean, listen, everybody's talking about Roundup. Everybody's talking about glyphosate. That's where the big fight is in much of the debate. Why are they not testing for glyphosate?
Yeah, well, it's evidently with the resources that the United States government has, the ability to print money out of thin air, there's just not enough money to pay for tests for glyphosate because it's just too expensive. It's extremely expensive, they said. This is from the same corporate government that spends, what, $500 on a hammer at the Pentagon, for instance, or toilet seat.
Pesticide on the food that everybody's eating, too expensive to test for that. But, wait a minute, here's $4 billion for Ebola.
Yeah. Grow your own food, folks. By the way, on Friday's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we had a full hour with the health ranger, Mike Adams. Incredible. Rarely ever does that occur because of foodrising.org. He's invented some things that are being printed by 3D printers for pennies. You know, and even if you buy them, it may cost you a few bucks, but he's going open source with this stuff. Take a listen to the Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Archives available right here at GCN where you're listening live, or through naturalnewsradio.com and many other sources. So you won't have to deal with that. There's some really cool stuff happening at foodrising.org. But in the meantime, cleaning up your act, remineralizing to counterbalance the pesticide residues that might even be there when you don't think that they are there. And when the USDA says don't worry about it, it's not enough to be of concern. Well, what is enough? I ask you, what is enough? How many enzymes do we have to destroy before it is enough? How many hormones have to be annihilated before it is enough? I'm asking you because the USDA doesn't seem to consider that to be a problem. Are your hormones and enzymes expendable? Right? Let's call Sylvester Stallone and get the expendables on here, right? Because obviously, if they're saying there are acceptable levels of pesticide residues in the food, that means that they don't give a flip about your hormones and enzymes. Why do I say that? Well, the residues measured by USDA are in the parts per million range. the parts per million range. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it, folks? Until you begin to look at the makeup of your own body. Yeah, your body, not the government's body. Although they would like to claim ownership over your children. We'll talk with Jonathan Emord more about that a little later in the program. Oh, and by the way, he's not a doc. He's better. He's Christopher Barr. He's going to be joining us this hour. There's a diabetes cancer link. But what is it? Have they figured it out? Have they caught up to Chris? We'll get to that in a moment as well. Pesticides eradicating not only the pests, the bugs in your gut that you rely on for functional immunity, functional digestion, functional excretion, the functional production of endocrine substances, the functional production of neurotransmitters, all of that relying on the humble microbe. Microbes. We're talking more microbes in our gut than we have cells in our body. And modern man, in all of his arrogance, thanks to the USDA also contributing, says it's okay to kill some of those guys, a lot of those guys and gals. And at what cost then when we can't detoxify? At what cost then when we can't digest and assimilate? At what cost then when we've destroyed our immune system? No? Parts per million? Not a lot? Well, let me tell you, those hormones and enzymes functionally measured in your body in the levels of parts per billion. Parts per 100 billion. Parts per 150 billion. Come on, doctor. Any doctors ignorant out there still claiming it doesn't matter, you don't have to eat clean food, organic doesn't matter? Now, for my deeply religious friends that follow the Hebrew Scriptures or the New Testament, how do you justify poisoning your children with pesticide-laden genetically modified foods? You think, they didn't write it into the kosher laws. That's right. Come on. You telling me if they had written the kosher laws today, they would have banned glyphosate? They wouldn't have? They wouldn't have banned things that destroy children and their guts and cause cancer? They wouldn't have done that? Is that what you're saying? Oh, it's not in the Old Testament, right? They didn't say pesticides. I know. I'm upsetting some of my religious friends.
It is Sunday, so this is an appropriate topic.
And this is the house of worship here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is my healing ministry.
Can
I get to say stuff like this? Amen, brother Don. Give me a call, 866-939-2355. More assault on children. In fact, the medical community is justifying the assault on children because they want to do what they don't want your kids to do to themselves. Yeah, stick around. Check that out. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. Chris Barr joins us. Jonathan Emord, too. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
How y'all doing today? It's holiday week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we got some... y'all.
Hey, y'all.
How y'all doing today?
How's your mom and them? you know that one. You didn't grow up in the South. Anyway, we're here. My southern roots are showing. It's loose and wild and free. We got Chris Barr coming up. We're going to be talking about what? Cancer, diabetes, Wink. In a way that, of course, the studies don't acknowledge, even though they're sort of catching up and you can find them in the peer-reviewed literature, but most of these docs and government dunderheads don't look there. And if they do, they ignore it conveniently. Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour coming up. If you got a question for him about freedom, please get him on the phones right now, 866-939-2355. Turn off the sound on your dunderheaded football games. And listen to the things that can make a difference in your life, bringing the power to heal back to you. With stimulant, kids with ADHD less likely to injure themselves, according to the headline here out of Reuters. This is basically, an apology piece to say, well, this is why we think Ritalin is good for your children, right? Vitamin R. Your kid has attention deficit, which every kid on some level should, because they should not be able to sit down in a chair for 8 hours a day in a public indoctrination center. Granted, there are neurological issues that do exist in some children, but those also are not indicative of a deficiency in methylphenidate, PMP, chemical kissing cousin of PCP, angel dust. So what they're saying here in this article is that kids with ADHD... never mind that there's no blood test, there's no urine test, there's no hair analysis test, there's no immune marker test. There isn't a test to say, yep, this kid has it. Nope, this kid doesn't. It's just, well, he's over there, he's over there. Squirrel, right?
You filled out a questionnaire and you've got ADHD.
Right. Fill out this questionnaire on our website and we will tell you why your kid needs Ritalin. Now, the argument here is that, well, listen, your kids with ADHD are more accident-prone and injury-prone. Let's just see what happens. Let's give them Ritalin. Oh, look, they're not as accident or injury-prone. But, oh, no, don't pay attention to any of the side effects, which are direct effects of Ritalin. and the damage and injury they cause to the brain of the developing child and other systems. That doesn't count, because as long as we're the ones, Big Pharma, FDA-approved medicines that are hurting your children, that's okay, because that's approved by the government. But should your kid do it to himself or herself? No, we didn't approve that. Government didn't approve that. We didn't profit off of that. In fact, it's not even profitable if you injure your kid to go to the ER, because it's an acute injury, you recover, and we don't have a drug to give you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Right? We are a messed up culture, Super Don. I am so disappointed in my American brothers and sisters. No, not those that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but those in government, those playing the games of promoting ADHD drugs for children, under the guise of, well, you know, your kid's going to get hurt. What kid doesn't get hurt, right? Did you make it through childhood without a bang, a bruise, a cut, or a scrape, Super Don? I'm thinking not.
Heck no. I mean, most kids don't, and my kids definitely did not. I had all kinds of broken bones and...
You should have been on Ritalin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no real for them.
Yeah, these studies that they have here suggest the impulsivity and poor concentration in some patients with ADHD may contribute to the high incidence of injury. No, that's just called being a kid. Now, if you have genuine ADHD, not that we can define it, like I said, with a blood analysis, but if you believe there is really an aberrant behavioral disorder, again, not a evidence of a drug deficiency, you're likely having gut dysbiosis, irritable bowel, leaky gut, colitis, Crohn's, all of the like, creating neurological havoc. You might be mercury toxic. You might be silicone deficient. You might be selenium deficient. Heck, you might be chromium deficient. Hint, hint. That's what we're going to talk about in a little while. Resulting in all kinds of aberrant, not only brain chemistry issues, so delivery of oxygen to the cells there, delivery of sugars and the nutrients to the cells there, creating all kinds of things, like from hypoglycemia on outwards. And a lot of the ADHD misdiagnosed because they don't recognize hypoglycemia anymore. And if they do, then they say, well, it's pre-diabetes. It's inevitable that your kid's going to need some metformin one day soon. Glucophage, whatever. Whatever the latest drug is. Januvia. Remember the Januvia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you know what is weird? The other day, we put things out for recycling. And, of course, the neighbors do, too. There's a plastics recycling. Evidently, somebody put out a bottle of something, and I went and picked it up because it was in front of our mailbox, and it was Januvia. I have never held a Januvia bottle in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I know which new neighbor is taking it. He does not take my advice. Not that I offer it without, if it's not open to it. You know what I'm saying? Freedom to heal right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, unless the USDA has its way with you and convinces you that pesticides are okay. Yeah, sure, let's all have a pesticide milkshake. And come back and see how we feel. With Christopher Barr, he's not a doc, he's better. Cancer, diabetes, what is the link?
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected tested hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, coming up today, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. But before we go there, a new study on diabetes reveals potentially frightening news. What is it? Go check it, link it, read it at robertscottbell.com, or even better, just listen right now as our good friend. He's not a doc, he's better. He's a nutritional historian. Christopher Barr is back with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris, my friend.
Yeah, I got a kick when that story came out just today.
and there was a teaser that they said, frightening discovery is, and then it, you had to click on the link. Mm-hmm. And then when you went to the link, it still didn't tell you. And I went through like eight paragraphs. I kept going, what's this frightening link? Mm-hmm. And it finally got down to like the eighth paragraph and said, diabetics have a higher incidence of cancer and a greater mortality rate. That means they die faster from more from cancer than other people who get cancer. And I started laughing because, first of all, I had to wait so long to find the tease. And then, well, I wrote about that in my book on chromium more than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so here's this article about a study in the American Diabetes Association. Well, same thing.
Yes.
In their professional journal, Diabetes Care, in which the final statement, they had concluded that there is a notably significant increase in cancer incidence and mortality in those who have diabetes, and that they encourage the cancer screenings in those who have diabetes to be encouraged.
Well,
they get chromium, which is part of my cancer protocol. That's why it's in the protocol.
Well, you messed up my perspective on this. I thought for years now that it's been promoted as a glucophage or metformin deficiency disease.
Well, they didn't mention chromium, of course, in the articles, but I know that's the cause. And they even went so far in the one article as to say researchers do not believe insulin is part of the, or a lack of insulin is part of the problem. So at least they're getting closer, because no, it's mm-hmm. not an insulin deficiency that's the problem. It's a lack of chromium, which leads to insulin deficiency. Why? Well, the less chromium you have, the more insulin the body has to produce to deal with the sugar, because insulin and chromium are cofactors. When one of the cofactors is reduced, then you have to increase the other one.
A compensation.
Well, the body wasn't designed for that much insulin production. So when you force it to produce more for a long enough period of time, it weakens and just can't keep up anymore. So the levels drop. But that's because of chromium deficiency, not because of an insulin sensitivity. That's nonsense.
Right, right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Chris, about that, because now, you know, the going words coming out of big pharma and big media and medical monopoly is, oh, it's insulin resistance. Like, that's the new thing. Insulin resistance. What are they really saying?
Yeah, like insulin is fighting against, no, I'm not going to metabolize sugar anymore. Forget
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, it's resisting. What is
sensitivity,
that?
Like it's crying in a corner. You won't give me any chromium. I don't want it anymore.
It's like insulin has ODD.
Yeah.
So what are they saying? What are they really trying to say? Because they're obviously, if they're not outright lying, they're just so deceived they don't even know what they're saying. But what are they trying to describe here?
Well, they're just saying that for some reason insulin isn't working like it's supposed to. So there's a resistance or sensitivity issue. Well, both of those new catchphrases, those are just cover-ups for gross chromium deficiency. There is no insulin resistance. There is no sensitivity. It simply doesn't have the necessary partnering cofactor of chromium there. So it simply can't do the job it's supposed to do, because it's not supposed to do all the work. It's only a cofactor with chromium. So since they don't recognize chromium, in fact, I just read some idiot on some blog site, somebody sent me a link.
Mm-hmm.
It said, chromium doesn't work. And he cited all kinds of studies with chromium picolinate. And then he said, well, GTF chromium probably doesn't really even exist at all. Well, why? Because he doesn't know what it is? Because he hasn't done the research to find in 1959 what Dr. Klaus Schwartz and Dr. Walter Mertz discovered at the National Institutes of Health? You know, just because he hasn't done the research doesn't mean it's not there. You know, so, and then I looked at WebMD, and they're now proclaiming chromium could cause damage to the liver, which chromium picolinate can cause damage to the liver. But chromium in a whole food form is actually a vital liver nutrient. So they had several things listed that chromium could cause damage in these organs. Well, chromium's actually necessary for health of those organs they listed. But if you use the wrong form of chromium, well, then that will supplant the absence of the good form, and that form causes a problem. It's not because chromium is the problem. It's the wrong form of chromium that's the problem.
Right. Now, Chris, in the cancer link here, I want to get back to the article about that, where they say, well, diabetes linked to cancer. What is going on here? The concept of the cancer cell, we've heard it technically said it's an obligate glucose metabolizer. That's a big, big fancy phrase, but saying basically cancer loves the sugar, loves freely accessible sugar. And it seems to me that if you have adequate amounts of chromium in your body and you're metabolizing and delivering the sugar to the cells, removing them when necessary for other uses, that it would probably keep it from a cancer cell that would love to grab onto that sugar. So the chromium in this case would absolutely be preventive of, let's say, the feeding of cancer.
Exactly, and that is why, again, I wrote more than 10 years ago, whereas almost everybody sees cancer as a mutation, I don't, except in rare circumstances. I find cancer to be a cellular adaptation. When you don't have the oxygen necessary, when your cells can't metabolize the sugar because of a lack of chromium, which I address in my book on chromium, that the cell simply wants to survive, so it changes from a glucose-oxygen respiration system to a strictly non-oxygen, non-chromium-retiring system. So a cancer cell is able to well utilize sugar without chromium, but normal cells can't. So that's why I inserted a slightly higher than normal amount of chromium into my cancer protocol. Because I said, yes, cancer cells devour sugar. So let's make sure we have more than plenty of chromium for your normal cells to utilize the sugar. The reason there's high sugar in the cells is because of a lack of chromium. Make sure you have plenty of chromium so there isn't free sugar running about for cancer cells to scavenge. Mm-hmm. So you're literally interfering with the food supply line of the cancer cell by increasing your chromium levels, which in most people are very low anyway. So just get them up to normal so that the normal cells don't change their metabolism to a cancerous condition, which I see as an adaptation more often than a mutation.
I agree. I agree.
So normal cells will stay healthy, and the abnormal cells will cease to function because they won't have adequate feed supplies because you're removing the excess sugar from the bloodstream by making sure the chromium that your normal cells need is plentiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, tell me if I'm on the right track here. You know, we've talked over the years, and thanks to you, we also included information about chromium and some other minerals in whole food form in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. The 100 micrograms that we recommend here, and you've recommended for years, from a whole food form, we'll tell everybody about that, three times a day normally, but with someone that says, well, I have cancer, right, I would say do a fourth one. Would you go more than that, or what's your feeling?
That's exactly what I tell people, is four times a day to take 5-in-8 response selenium, 3-in-8 response silicon, or excuse me, Alta Health product silicon, since innate response doesn't have a form, 1 GTF chromium from innate response, and that's four times a day. That way you have a constant flow available, morning, noon, evening, and bedtime, of anti-cancer and high immune-boosting selenium, of silicon to strengthen the collagen to make it difficult for cancer to grow, and then the chromium so that the sugar is not available in a free form at a high level for cancer to metabolize. And then I add CanGest T in there because it helps the liver better than anything else on planet Earth.
Yeah, well, exactly, and that's one of the key elements of if you don't take out the trash, you're going to have a cesspool of garbage growing in your system, and you know, all bets are off on healing. So fundamentally, we've got to support and start that way, which is why it's so ludicrous that the USDA comes out and says, don't worry, be happy, eat pesticides.
Yeah, it toxify your liver more. By the way, chromium and selenium are liver-specific nutrients that were discovered to be essential in liver studies. How's that for coincidence?
Yes, and I told the story of putting a friend on 1,000 micrograms of selenium and three. I think at one point I was saying go on that fourth chromium because he was in the hospital with pancreatitis. I mean, massive dangerous scenario. It was an acute scenario, not so chronic, but it was the one thing that got him well within a matter of days after he came out of the hospital.
Yes, and that was one of the particular forms of cancer found to be the worst in diabetics compared to non-diabetics was pancreatic cancer and liver cancer. What a surprise! The two organs that specifically need chromium more than any others have higher cancer incidence in diabetics because diabetics don't have chromium. That's why they're diabetic primarily.
Right. Well, we've been utilizing the form from innate response for many years. Have there been any competitors to come up and do it as well yet, or are they still on their own in this regard?
Well, there are others that are out there, but everyone that I know who has tried New Chapter, Solgar, Garden of Life for a while had when we got rid of it, probably because it didn't work that well. Everyone has told me that they always go back to innate because the other ones just don't control their blood sugars as well. So there is a, everyone else shortcuts the process. There is a lengthier process, of a growth process that innate goes through than anybody else does.
It's a difference and maker.
So, yeah, it must be making a difference.
Yeah. Well, we do it. We take it. You can get some from our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. I think my wife is telling me we need some more zinc. Uh-oh, we got to figure that out, too. All right, stand by. We got lots more healing to go. It's cats against cancer. Cats versus cancer when we come back. Superdog's going to report on this. I don't know what to make of this. We'll find out. Stick around.
Meow, meow.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Not a doc. He's better. He's our good friend, Christopher Barr, joining us here, talking the link between diabetes and cancer and more. And you can find him at notadoc.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscadbelt.com, including a link to this story that Super Don brought to our attention. Cats versus cancer. Cancer. What is that?
We've talked about cancer is something that we talk about on a fairly regular basis, and we've talked about the various things. You've got the run for cancer and the rowing for cancer and the jogs for cancer and the pink wash everything. You got Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets that are pink and, 5-hour energy drinks that are pink. So I thought we'd seen it all. Mm-hmm. But apparently, this, I think, takes it all. These two guys got together and they came up with this idea about creating a website full of cute cat videos. And then what people can do is they will watch the cat videos, and that will raise money that they can use to fight cancer. So, can you think of anything more fun than watching cat videos to cure cancer?
I don't like it if the money is being thrown at the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which we've shown.
He burst my bubble. No, but they're like ready to watch a cat video too.
No, not there. Right. Yeah. They're like right. The USDA. It's what you want.
It's a great idea, but mm-hmm. they are sending the money to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Susan G. Komen, and the American Cancer Society.
Hey, Chris, do any of those groups promote the use of food-grown whole food selenium?
None of them.
No. You want to watch cat videos? Watch them somewhere else. Not at that site, please.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, Chris had a kind of a brilliant idea. They probably would raise more money if maybe they had like adult videos on there.
but they're still going to direct it to the wrong place. However you raise, listen, it's your business how you want to raise money, but please send it to something that actually matters instead of promoting the cancer industrial complex.
Are you gonna send me a virtual choke now, Chris?
I don't even know what that is.
Should I look out for a mail bomb or something?
No.
Okay.
Chris,
oh,
we got fun. Got a couple of minutes here. I want you to really hit the selenium hard because this is where people need to be sending their money if they want to get well and stay well.
Well, it was almost 20 years ago to the day. It was, you know, Christmas Day 1996 that headlines across America in newspapers and even the Wall Street Journal noted that the Journal of the American Medical Association featured a study that selenium may prevent cancer. And I was stunned. Well, everyone was stunned, but I was stunned for a different reason. Everyone else was stunned because, what? Selenium might prevent cancer? I already knew that. I was stunned that they actually put it into the Journal of the American Medical Association. Of course, they never went any further than that with it, but they had an extensive, more than decade-long study with more than 1,000 people in which they demonstrated more than 50% reduction in all cancers in those receiving 200 micrograms of selenium. And they used a whole food form. Mm-hmm. So they used the right form of selenium. And there's never been any study in the history of mankind before or since that has come anywhere near a 50% total reduction of incidence of cancers with any vitamin, mineral, nutritional substance, drug, medical procedure, you know, herb, Ayurvedic. There's nothing either traditional or, you know, non-traditional that has ever come anywhere near that, and yet it just rode off into the sunset and was ignored. Well, sort of ignored. A few years later, there was so much people putting pressure that the government did a study with 200 micrograms of selenomethionine, which is the weakest antioxidant form of selenium, and that's the key to fighting cancer is antioxidant. So that study, I wrote when they started it, they're not going to get any results because it's the wrong form and it's the weakest form. Well, sure right. enough, less than 10 years later, they stopped the study because they said, well, we're not seeing any results at all. Well, of course not. You're using the wrong form of selenium. Plus, they added in synthetic beta-carotene, which had already previously been shown to increase lung cancer incidence. And they added a high dose of synthetic vitamin E, which I learned back in the 70s diminished the effectiveness of selenium. So they put selenium, you know, defeating fake nutrients and the worst form of selenium and said, oh, see, it doesn't really work.
Doesn't work. And funny enough,
if you use the wrong form and interfere with its operation.
And funny enough, the FDA Dragon Slayer has beaten the FDA back, what, 7-8 times now over this issue of selenium and freedom of speech? We
what
are going to take
lead in.
Yeah, we're going to tackle it with Jonathan Emore next. Thank you, Christopher Barr, for reminding
each
and every one of you that the power to heal, God's honest truth, it's still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that
that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.